welcome to Comic Talk Today for Thursday, May 31st, 2018. Yes, it's Thursday, which means the week is almost over, and I need some therapy. Joining me once again, the man that started it all, Aaron Bell.
I guess I did start it all.
Yeah, you were the first. You're the first guest on the therapy couch.
And I wasn't even like that angry about anything that day, if I recall.
No, it was terrible. We had so much fun. I hated it.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'll come up with something this week.
There you go. Of course, you can find Aaron on the Absolute DC podcast on this very Nerdy Legion network. I heard I heard you read something that you swore you'd never read.
Oh, I did. We talked about it. This comes out Thursday. We talked about it on the episode that was released this morning.
All right. Don't spoil it because people need to go listen to the episode. But yes. Give me a hint.
Okay. The hint I can give you is I think this artist is the biggest sack of crap artist in the history of art ever.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not the biggest, but he's definitely top three least favorite artists of mine.
Least favorite as a person or as an artist?
Oh, no. As an artist. I don't know. I do not know anything personality-wise about this person.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right. I'll have to listen to that then. What's been up, dude?
I don't know. You know, reading comics, I guess.
Are you sad that Green Lantern's ending?
Hal Jordan?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I understand. Also, you can listen to this morning's episode of DC Absolute podcast, or the Absolute DC podcast, whatever we called it.
That's don't you know what your podcast is called? Twitter. God damn it.
Wait, you know what? The Twitter name is backwards, so get it. Yeah, I don't know. We were saying that it's I'm happy that he's finishing it on his own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, oh, hey, we hired this superstar from another company to come in and now your run on this book is over.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that ever happens.
Who are you talking about? that never happens.
I don't know. You know, but I'm sad because it is one of my favorite DC titles.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he's also going to be writing Hawkman, which is going to be pretty awesome, I think.
Yeah, so, it looks good.
I mean, look, Venditti and Hitch is on the art.
Yep.
So, you know, it's going to look good and it's going to be written well. So,
which I like Hitch better than Van Sciver.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like them both. But yeah, I like Hitch a lot. I'm not a huge fan when he writes and draws stuff.
You know what it is? He was spoiled by Warren Ellis. So when he tries to do his own writing, he just tries to channel his inner Warren Ellis.
And
he's not Warren Ellis.
Yeah. Not many people are. In fact, I can only think of one person, maybe.
And his name is Warren Ellis.
Is Warren Ellis, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised when they announced it, though, because like he had the same problem when he was doing EXO, right? Because he was co-writing Flash with Van Jensen.
Yep.
And then he was doing the Green Lantern book, and that's when he left EXO. Right. Like, he's kind of a slow writer. I've talked to him about that. Like, he really only has time to do one book.
Yeah, you know what? It's the same. I talked to him a couple years ago in New York. I think it was right around when they announced he was also going to be doing Flash.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, because he was doing Green Lantern and he was doing EXO. And also, they were talking about Eternal Warrior, I think.
Oh, yeah, Wrath.
So I was like, you know, how do you do this? And he goes, listen, I am a slow writer. I think he was talking about Matt Kent.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, some people can write, you know, four scripts a week, you know, that they can just get on a roll and go. And he's like, if I can get a couple a month done, I'm ecstatic. And I'm like,
Venditti's the best, dude.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, no, that's cool. What about the rumors that Grant Morrison's taking over?
Oh,
what? You hadn't heard?
No, I don't. You know me. I don't listen to. I don't read previews.
Breaking news.
I don't listen to anything.
Well, they haven't announced anything yet. But the rumor for a little while has been that Grant Morrison's taking over the Green Lantern book when they relaunch it. Yeah. I mean, it might be a while, though, right? Because I think the way that Green Lantern's supposed to end, Hal's going to be, like, by himself researching this
Rebirth Source Wall metal mystery thing.
Okay.
So I don't know if like that's where Grant Morrison's going to pick up or what, but he's going to be kind of MIA for a little while because John Stewart's going to be the Green Lantern in the new Justice League.
Correct.
And at some point, supposedly, Grant Morrison is going to be picking up the book.
Well, at some point, I will probably be dropping the book.
You mean you will buy every single copy ever created because Grant Morrison is the best? That's what you really mean to say.
No. For me, he is so hit or miss for me that I either absolutely love the book or I absolutely hate the book. And there's like very, very little middle ground for me with his stuff. It's the weirdest thing that whenever he gets announced to be on something, I always get super excited. And I'm like, yes, Morrison's doing, what was the last thing? The Convergence whatever thing, right? And I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And I started reading it and I'm like, man, I friggin' hate this crap. And I dropped off of it. But other times, stuff he does, he did, what was the New 52 when he was writing? Batman Inc.?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That was great. I mean, it was weird, but great.
See, that's the thing. Because the stuff that he does, when it's coming out, everyone's like, what the hell's going on? I hate this crap. I can't read it. And then like 10, 15 years later, everyone's like, oh, that was the best thing ever. Like all these storylines came out of that.
You know what, though? With him, I very rarely go back. Like Convergence, I dropped out of Convergence like I think the second or third issue. And I still to this point, I have not finished it. And I'm just like, I don't even care. Like when I enjoy alternate timeline stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start lumping like 50 timelines on top of each other and weird universe parallels and everything, and you're mixing stuff and back and forth, and you know what? Sometimes it just gets a little too convoluted. And I think he sometimes gets ahead of himself, if that makes any sense. And it's just like weird crap for the sake of being weird. And I mean, I'm sure he goes somewhere with it in his mind and it probably ends up wonderful in the story. But I usually tap out about halfway through.
See, that's your problem. You can't tap out, dude, because it's a build-up to the finale.
No, but this is the thing. I'm not going to hate read six issues of a book to maybe have a payoff in a final issue.
You're missing out the whole point of Grant Morrison.
No, but you're missing out on the whole, I read almost as many comics as you. And I do not have time to hate read comics.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I don't even know if it's true, dude. Like, nobody said anything about it. You know, there's no Morrison's coming ads in any comics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
oh, thank goodness.
Maybe it's not a thing.
Talk about ridiculous. Were those ads silly or what?
They were so dumb. They were
like,
so dumb.
I mean, come on. You didn't have to do that.
I still haven't read, well, I mean, it only came out today, Man of Steel.
I have not read that either.
I'm hoping it's good.
As I said to Ronnie, I still have not read the last, like, three or four issues of Superman. Because I really like that Superman, and I don't like the two stories that Bendis has written so far.
Mm-hmm.
So when I jump out of Man of Steel, I will still have four issues of the good Superman that I can go back and read and be like, oh, okay, it's all better for a little bit. And I can pretend that the other one doesn't exist.
Yeah, I was listening to Geek Brunch Retrocast because Rob Krieger rhymes with Seeger. He went to, what was it, Nickel City Comic Con, which is, I guess, the local con in Buffalo. And okay. Peter Tomasi was there, and he was talking to him a little bit. And apparently, like, he was a little bummed out because he had, like, at least another year's worth of stories to tell.
Of course he did, and it was so good.
It was really good. It was really good.
I hope he's in New York this year because I'm going to just sit down and have him tell me what he was planning to write.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least he's doing that.
Where you were going with this.
He's doing that Super Sons, at least. They brought that back.
No, that. Yeah, but not for that much longer.
Well, you know, what is it, 12 issues?
I don't remember.
Yeah, Adventures of Super Sons.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's in, like, the kids' line, though.
Is it?
Isn't it? Yeah, no. Isn't that one of the DC Zoom books or something?
I don't know, dude. I was looking over the solicit for it. It didn't look like it was a Zoom book. It said nothing about Zoom.
Really? Because I thought that when they first announced that stuff, that was one of the books that was there.
That's what I thought as well. But
also, speaking of which,
yes,
when is Zoom and Inc. starting? Because they announced those a while ago, and then they sort of haven't really said anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, next year. They pushed all that back.
Did they? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they pushed Zoom back like a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
Like the week after they announced it. They're like, oh, no, just kidding, yeah. Guys.
Well, because Bendis was coming all over DC.
Damn it, this is a family show, and that would be the episode title. God dang it. Yeah. I'm going to buy all those, dude. I'm excited. That's like comics I can read with the kids. You know what I'm saying?
That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, I almost handed my 8-year-old the Injustice hardcovers that I just picked up a whole stack of for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to go back and reread some of the earlier stuff that I'm not remembering because I'm like, I don't remember if this gets a little too much for him. I think it should be okay, but you know, for him to see Superman like killing people,
yeah,
might be much.
See,
but I think
good thing I changed your trivia challenge, because originally I was gonna do a Injustice Gods Among Us.
Oh my goodness!
But I changed the last minute.
Oh no! Now I'm gonna fail miserably.
I won't tell you what it is, but it relates to something that came out today.
It better be Aquaman Jabberjaw.
Which I'm sure you haven't read.
I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, I'm excited for those, dude. Those are freaking awesome. The ones last year were awesome.
The only one I read was the Batman Elmer Fudd.
Are you serious? You should go back, dude.
Yeah, I think they put out, was it a hardcover version of them? I think there was a trade or something.
Really?
It may have come out today. Well, yesterday or last week, that there's like a DC Looney Tunes like collection, I think.
Oh, I might pick that up then.
Yeah, I'll have to look again and see. But I thought I saw something about that, or maybe I saw it's coming out.
Yeah, those
that are, I think it's
they were
it's
good, dude.
Whatever they put out.
The my least favorite was the Suicide Squad. What was it? Suicide Squad and Monkey something. I almost said Monkey Shines, but that's something else.
It's a Stephen King book.
A terrible fucking Stephen King book, yes. And a god-awful movie.
Yeah, I avoid those movies.
So that one wasn't that good. The Green Lantern Space Ghost.
Oh, you know what? I read that one.
Dude, the art was freaking awesome in that. The story was okay, but the art was amazing.
Yeah, look, Green Lantern is great, but if you're going to put Space Ghost in anything, I'm in. I don't care. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's like motion comics. I don't care if it's a ridiculous talk show. I don't care. I don't care what it is. I will watch or read anything Space Ghost.
Dude, I started watching clips of Space Ghost Coast to Coast on YouTube Coast. Today. Awesome. Right before I took a nap, and it was fucking hilarious. There was a clip where he was a guest on the Donnie and Marie show. Remember that show, Donnie Osmond and Marie Osmond? Yeah. They had a daily talk show, and he was a guest on there, and it was fucking hilarious. You got to find that.
I'm gonna have to look for that.
It was awesome. He makes fun of Donnie Osmond like the entire time.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about, man. What are you doing? Space Ghost Coast to Coast, the greatest show of all time, second greatest show of all time, behind Batman the Animated Series.
Okay, it's acceptable.
Yeah, I don't know. I just made that up. It's probably not true. TAS is pretty up there, though. Have you been watching the CW stuff?
Well, it depends on what you say. Have I been watching? Have I been turning on my TV and hitting like the button on my TiVo to see what my shows are, and then going nah, and just deleting stuff? Yes.
So I just finished watching the finale for Arrow.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna preface by saying I did not watch the full season. I watched like the first 6 episodes, and I was like, nope, I need a break from this, because it was like really tedious, dude. They had two different teams, and I was like, eh.
I made it to I think the winter break on Arrow, and then it came back. And I don't know if I forgot it came back or I didn't care it came back, but at one point I realized that my TiVo was already deleting episodes that it recorded to fit newer episodes, and I was like, yeah, I don't care.
That might be where I stopped, because I watched the crossover, which is really good.
I watched the crossover. That was cool.
But I don't remember anything after that. Anyways, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to catch up because I'm sure it's another like 10 episodes of damn it, Green Arrow, you're a bad dude. Like, we're going to do our own shit. And Green Arrow's like, oh, guys, I love you. Felicity, have my baby. And like, you know, whatever. But I watched the finale. The finale was actually pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. And you can probably watch it without watching the rest of the season. Like, I promise you, okay, if you watch, like, the first episode of the season, you know everything you need to know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, I watched it, and it was interesting. Spoiler alert, they teased the Longbow Hunters for next season.
You know what? I saw an article about that, because apparently they were saying that he may actually have the goatee next year for some of the year.
Oh.
And in that article, they were saying something about Longbow Hunters being a story that they were going to take from and use. And I was like, well, that sounds interesting, because that's possibly one of my favorite stories ever.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that's what they're going to do, because when did I read that last? It's probably been like a year since I read Longbow Hunters. Like, they can't really do that, right? Because isn't Shadow dead in the show?
I mean, I don't know. I start seasons and I stop seasons all the time.
I'm pretty sure Shadow's dead. So they can't use her. She was a big part of that. Yeah. I mean, like, they could do the move to Seattle, which I think is what the show needs. Like, that show needs a hard reset if they're going to continue.
Yeah.
Because it's been pretty much the same story for 6 years.
Well, I mean, he's the mayor now. Or is he even still the mayor? I don't even know.
He was the mayor, but then what's-his-face is the mayor now, the cop.
Oh, the father?
Yeah, Black Canary's dad.
Okay.
Which they brought her back. Remember, she was in Flash. They had the evil Earth 2 version came in. And then she showed up in Green Arrow. And now maybe she's not bad anymore. I don't know. Of course, they had Kaylee Lotz in the finale. The greatest canary of all time.
Yeah, she's my God canary. I guess she's also my white canary. Just like,
yeah, I was gonna say. But the main villain was what's his name? Richard Diaz. Which he showed up in the Lemire comics. I don't know if you remember Richard Dragon.
Oh yeah.
And what Lemire did was he took the Longbow Hunter's name and changed it into an actual team.
Right.
Because what they do in this in the finale is they tease Diaz is like, I'm not worried about it. Like, he's talking to whatever that Russian friend of Ali's is, the mafia guy. And he's like, I don't need an army. He's like, I have new allies, the Longbow Hunters. And what Lemire did was he took the Longbow Hunters just as a name and made a team. And it was Richard Dragon, who was formerly a member of the League of Assassins. Okay. Count Vertigo, which did show up in the CW show. I think he got killed. Yeah. Clock King. Brick, who I think also got killed in Green Arrow, in the Arrow TV show.
I believe so.
Red Dart and Killer Moth.
Hmm.
And I think that'd be kind of cool, because they haven't like really had, I don't know, like a cool team to go up against. Like, all the villains seem kind of generic, right? Aside from Ra's al Ghul, they were all kind of generic.
Well, and what's his face? Oh my goodness, I just forgot. Holy crap. The guy that they're like always fighting.
Oh, Merlin. And Dark.
Dark.
Yeah. Yeah, but Dark's dead now. Well,
yeah,
kind of.
But I mean, he was solid enough.
Yeah, Dark was great.
Yeah, like I agree with you that a lot of the other stuff. Well, Deathstroke was cool too. But a lot of the other people that seem to come and go on the show are just not well fleshed out, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Well, I'm looking forward to see how it goes. I think I think all those shows need kind of a reset. And like, you and I haven't really talked about Gotham. Did you watch the finale of that?
I did.
And
Gotham, I watched.
How great was it?
It was definitely a show that I watched.
Oh my God, Aaron Bell! That finale was amazing.
I liked it, but I have huge issues with the Joker being on the show.
He's not the Joker. I don't
care. They didn't call him the Joker. He was the freaking Joker. He was. I mean, he's wearing his clothes. He's acting 1,000% like him. He was the Joker in everything but the name. And it was, I don't like having him without Batman.
But you don't think that they kind of tied it to Batman in that finale?
Well, I mean, no.
Oh, come on. So I get what you're saying with when they had Jerome, right? Which,
yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
I mean, I think they realized Jerome was kind of a douche, and that's why they had to bring his twin brother Jeremiah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, I get it, it's a comic book show, but like, we like this actor and we want him for this role, but he's playing it wrong now. So we're going to give him a twin brother and kill him and then have the twin brother be the character we really wanted in the first place.
But you got to admit, that character was much better.
Was much better, yeah. But it was still, again, the Joker without a Batman.
Sure. But he had a reason for being, right? He had the same reason to go after Bruce that Roz did, right? Roz wanted... What do the hipsters call him? Raish. Roz wanted an heir, and so that's what he was doing, what he was doing to Bruce. And right. Jeremiah wanted to have like somebody to go up against in Gotham City. And that's why he went and allied with Roz. I thought that was pretty damn good, dude.
I mean, it's acceptable. And I mean, I like that show a lot. So I will overlook a lot of stuff because of how good it is. But I still, for me, in my heart of hearts, I have a problem. I have a problem with the character.
Okay, fair enough. Did you have a problem with the Joker and the White Knight?
I have not read that yet.
Okay, fair enough.
It started off, I was going to wait for the first four to be out, and then I was going to read it. And then I was like, by the time I got to it, like six issues were out. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wait for all eight. And now that all eight are out, I just still haven't had time.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was eight issues. I thought it was going to be like four or five originally. Yeah. That was good, dude. It was very good.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And they're doing another one. So I'm assuming that means it sold pretty well, too.
Yeah, I think DC was really surprised from what I hear. Because I heard an interview, I think it was on that All Access channel that DC has on YouTube. They interviewed the Dio. And White Knight came up, and he was like, look, he brought us this idea, and we're like, yeah, go for it, you know, whatever. And didn't expect to sell at all, and it was, like, consistently one of the top-selling books, and they just took him by surprise. So, yeah, he's doing that Penguin sequel.
Right.
Which, that could be interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm way more forgiving with Elseworld-type stories, where characters, like, shouldn't exist but do, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you get it's an Elseworld, but you know, like on Gotham, I mean, I get it's a different telling, but you know,
I guess. Well, they're going to reboot it for next season anyway. Dude, it's the last season. They can do whatever the hell they want now.
I know that kind of stinks. And what I want for that show, and I can't decide if it's going to be awesome or if it's going to be super cheesy. That last shot of that show is going to be Commissioner Gordon standing up on the rooftop with the bat signal, and Bruce is going to show up in the Batman costume for the first time. That's how I want that show to end.
You know, it would be awesome. Here's how I want it to end. I want them to have a new mayor, and that mayor be Michael Keaton, and he's the one that turns on the bat signal in that last episode. That would be awesome.
Would be awesome. But didn't you hate Michael Keaton's Batman?
Listen, my wife and I just had this talk again. This is like a recurring topic at least once a month. Okay, it's been ongoing for like years now because he did a graduation speech at some college. I can't remember which one. And he finished his speech by saying, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. That was amazing.
So she's like, hey, you got to watch this. And I pulled it up and I see him talking, whatever. And he goes, I'm Batman. And I was like, God damn it. You did that on purpose. No, I didn't mind his Batman. I don't like his Bruce Wayne.
Oh, come on.
I think whoever plays that character has to be both a good Bruce and a good Batman.
See, I thought he did both pretty well. I thought Val Kilmer did a really good Bruce, but a terrible Batman.
Terrible Batman. Nipple Batman.
And the other one didn't exist, so.
Who? What's his, Bale?
No, the other guy.
Oh, yeah. He who shall not be named.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was awful. What happened there? Whose idea was that?
I don't even know. I mean, like, right from the start, they should have been like, you know what? Maybe we'll dial this one back a little bit.
But see, that's why I like Christian Bale. My wife hates Christian Bale. Like, just looking at him, she's like, ugh, I can't watch this movie. But I thought, like, he was a good Batman and a good Bruce Wayne.
I thought those movies were terrible, so well, there we go.
The second one was really good. The Dark Knight?
For me, they got progressively worse. I like the first one the best. The second one, for me, is kind of middle of the road. And the third one was one of the worst superhero movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, the third one was really bad.
It was a mess. I could not understand a damn thing Bane or Batman was saying by the end of the movie. And I was just like, why am I even sitting here watching this at this point?
You know, they changed Bane's voice in like the director's extended cut or whatever. They
really?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same stupid voice, but you can actually understand it.
Yeah, because when I saw that in the theater, and I mean, I'm literally sitting there and I'm like, I have no idea what he just said.
No idea. And he's doing the same voice for Venom, dude. I don't get that.
Is he really?
Yeah.
You know what? That is correct, because I saw the Venom trailer 3 times before I saw Deadpool.
Yeah, it's the same voice. Actually, he's got like, I don't know. He must have multiple personalities in that, because he's got like 5 different voices he uses in that trailer.
Mm.
When they talk about the symbiote.
Yeah, what the hell was that? Right? That's pronounced wrong.
Listen, we're in Trump's America. Okay, you can say whatever you want now. Okay?
I guess.
Symbiote is correct.
It's not. Because I hadn't seen the trailer until we saw Deadpool.
Uh-huh.
And the first time they showed it, they showed the first trailer, I guess. And they said that, and I look at my wife, I'm like, did I hear that right? Like, they said the word wrong in the trailer, right? Yeah. She goes, it sounded like it. I'm like, okay, I'm just checking. And then the second time they showed the same trailer, I was like, yeah, they definitely did it. And then the third time, it was a different trailer, and they didn't say that line, so I couldn't check it again.
I wonder if they're going to change it before the movie comes out.
I sure hope so. Like, they, and I hope they just redub really it. Poorly dubbed. It's like poorly, like it's a totally different voice.
This should have like an old Japanese woman just like saying her lines. It'd be awesome.
That'd be terrific.
But I gotta tell you, they caught my attention, because I started watching the trailer and I was like, oh, this is pretty boring. And I tuned out. I started reading a comic on my tablet, and then she said symbiote, and I was like, okay, I'm interested now. What's happening?
Yeah.
But whatever, dude. I mean, I'm gonna watch it. The new comic's pretty good. I know Ronnie hates it, but it's pretty damn good.
I'm not into the characters, so.
Mm.
You know, that's my problem with a lot of the Marvel movies, that I don't have, like, with the DC stuff I grew up on, and like the X-Men stuff I grew up on, but like all the Avengers and Spider-Man and like all that stuff, I never got into it.
Interesting.
So when everybody goes crazy for these movies, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'll get to it at some point. So
yeah, I don't know.
I still have to see Black Panther.
Of the, oh my god, really?
Yeah,
it was fine. It wasn't great. I know. Send your hate mail to @WhosPaul on Twitter.
Yeah.
It was fine. I don't understand why everyone was so, oh my god, best thing ever. But whatever. Yeah. I want to talk about my best friend on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Rob Liefeld.
Oh my goodness.
So first I want to say this. I was at work and I got the email on my phone. For one thing, Image, please quit sending me so many emails. Like, Ronnie knows, because I think they just took the C2E2 press list, and they just added everybody to their mailing list. I literally get like 30 emails a day from Image Comics.
Yeah, I went through a purge of email lists that I was on, like music related stuff recently.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like, oh my goodness, I get like 14 of these emails a day. I just have to start getting rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, now I'm down to like 2 or 3, so I don't mind as much.
So I get this email, and I open it up, because I see Rob Liefeld's name on there, and I was like, oh, I wonder if he's got like a new book out. So I open it up, and it's got a cover, a variant cover to Bloodstrike Brutalist number 23, which I had no idea Bloodstrike was still going on. I thought they had like quit doing that.
I mean, I assume that all of that stuff done, but they what is it? Youngblood came back.
Yeah, Youngblood's still out. It's the guys that are doing the X-Men stuff. Chad Bowers and Chris Sims.
Yeah, and I think like a whole bunch of the other what was his imprint? Like Extreme or whatever.
Extreme.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of those characters I think that are like that just got new series and things like that. So.
Yeah, I think they're doing Brigade, or they.
Yeah, Brigade is the other one I know is out.
Yeah, Brigade, because Netflix bought Extreme Studios.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So they're going to be doing movies and crap with these characters. Not all of them.
So maybe we'll get a Trencher movie, and that would be awesome.
I doubt that. Trencher's not his. But that would be amazing. No, I know it includes Bloodstrike and Brigade. Because I read an interview with him a couple weeks ago where he was talking about how they want to do like the shared universe kind of thing, but I guess within Netflix. And and so they're going to play a lot about between the relationship between the characters in those two teams, because the leader of Bloodstrike and the leader of Brigade are brothers.
Right.
And they freaking hate each other. So like that's going to be the focus, because there's no Youngblood, because Image, I guess, still owns the rights to Youngblood. So it's not part of Extreme, and it doesn't include like what's that
Profit and all that other stuff.
I don't remember if Profit is in there. I know Supreme is not in there either.
Interesting,
because Image still owns Supreme. Matter of fact, they're supposed to be working. Did you read Supreme Blue Rose?
No, I did not.
Holy ballsack! Who wrote that? I want to say Grant Morrison. That's probably why you didn't read it.
That's probably
dude. But they changed it completely. It was like the Marvel Family stuff, the Shazam stuff.
Okay.
But they play a lot with like what it means to be Supreme, like across these different dimensions, and like why there's so many different Supremes. And there's like a Supreme Heaven type place where like the Supreme spirits can meet and like discuss Supreme stuff. I don't know, dude. It's super weird. Pretty sure that was Grant Morrison. And they're supposed to be doing another series. Who's the artist on that? Oh, God. Tula Lote. I'm pretty sure it was her. Anyway, so Image still owns Supreme and Youngblood. Not sure about Profit. So I think what Netflix got was Bloodstrike, Brigade. Oh, God. What was that girl?
It wasn't Morrison.
Who was it?
It was Warren Ellis.
Warren Ellis. Okay. There you go.
Maybe I'll have to check that out.
Exclusively even trippier. What was the Victory, maybe? Is that right? I don't freaking know. They got some female heroine and some other stuff I never read.
It's been so long since I've like really gone all in with that whole stuff, so I don't even remember.
I hear you. So I'm at work. I get this email, okay? And normally I see Image Comics on the header and I kind of ignore it till I get home, but I see Rob Liefeld on there and it says something about Bloodstrike, and I was like, oh, like this must be a new thing. And I open it up. And I don't know if you saw my tweet. I know, I think Ronnie shared it in our Discord channel too.
Yes.
The greatest cover of all time.
That's actually like an old thing that he drew.
Yeah.
Maybe like a month or so ago.
Yep.
He posted a picture of whatever he called him, Pouch Man or
the
something.
The Pouch.
Yeah, the Pouch. And I remember, I think we were talking about it a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Where, I mean, the fact that he has got this giant gun made out of pouches that shoots pouch bullets was, like, the most amazing thing ever.
Well, apparently, everyone else thought it was the most amazing thing ever because, he did that as a joke.
Yeah.
And it went over so well with everybody that they're writing it into the Bloodstrike comic, like, as an actual character.
That's amazing.
So he's doing this variant cover of the pouch, which looks awesome. And the thing is, like, say what you will about Rob Liefeld, but, you know, the man doesn't really care too much about anything else other than Rob Liefeld.
See, I have never had, like, a bad interaction with him. I know a lot of people have. I mean, I've never gotten stuff signed, but I run into him at conventions, you know, all the time. And there are times when, you know, he would be, I guess, just getting set up or just finishing up and no one's really around. So I'll go over and talk to him a little bit. He's always been nice. You know, like you hear these horror stories about how he's nasty to people and everything else. I'm like, I've never experienced that. And the whole thing with the pouch, I mean, people made for like 20 years now. People are like, oh, they've got so many pouches. Their pouches have pouches. and nobody has feet, being, you know, they're always hidden in clouds and everything. And all the time he's drawing stuff. He's like, hey, look, they have no feet. And there's like clouds on the people's feet, or he draws the pout, and you're just like, all right, well, I guess he's got a good sense of humor about himself.
Absolutely.
You know, either that, or he's just like, you know what? I'm so angry, I'm just going to do this as like an F you to everybody. And, you know, people will think it's a joke, but it's really like, hi, you know, you guys suck.
Well, here's the thing. A guy like Liefeld that's been in the industry for so long, right? Like, there's no telling how many people have criticized his stuff.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Like, even I've done it, right? I used to be a huge Liefeld fan. And then after a while, I just kind of got bored of it. In fact, Ronnie, the reason Ronnie shared that picture in our Discord chat was because he knew that at one point Liefeld had blocked me on Twitter. because Liefeld had made some offhand comment about Valiant sales. And I had to go in there and correct him because his statement was false. And instead of talking to me about it, he just blocked me on Twitter. Which is fine. Like, I'm nobody, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't care. But he had blocked me. Apparently, I'm unblocked because we shared a couple of back and forths today after I tweeted this picture. And here's the weird thing, Aaron. I think I've realized the secret to social media success.
Uh-oh.
You have to post
pictures of your cleavage.
Crazy-looking pictures. You have to have some kind of profanity in your message. And you have to tag some big known creator. So what I tweeted was, Rob Liefeld does not give a fuck, and I freaking love it. And I posted a picture of the cover. I got to tell you, Aaron, I've been on Twitter for like 10 years now. This is by far my most popular tweet of all time right now.
It's 7 interactions.
It's got 50 retweets, 223 Damn. Likes, and 22 comments. And all it is a picture of a dude made of pouches.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
So it's crazy. It's crazy. So, anyways, I'm going to pick this up.
Next time you should hashtag it like MAGA or something.
Oh, no. See, I don't want that kind of interaction.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if you want to get some people talking.
No. I don't want that kind of interaction. It's like when I did the episode about Comicsgate a couple weeks ago. I didn't hashtag Comicsgate because I don't want to talk to those people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? So I just hashtag comics like I hashtag everything else. That leaves the same people here. The problem was with this Rob Liefeld tweet, I got like 15 DMs from people that I don't know, that I don't follow, like asking me questions about interactions with Liefeld. So I guess like when you like tag a creator, you should automatically assume responsibility for whatever shitty interactions you had with them. I don't know. Like, I had a dude complaining about he ordered something from his website and never got it. Like, a couple of people asked me about the Kickstarter he did a couple years ago that I think nobody ever got. Like, dude, I just posted a picture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I have no working relationship with this person. I just retweeted an image, folks.
Yeah. Seriously. it's like when Paul and I were doing the Valiant Central podcast, like, everybody would just ask me Valiant questions. I'm like, dude, I say it on every episode. We don't work at Valiant. Like, we just do a podcast.
Yeah, but you always knew the answer to those questions.
Well, that's true. But we didn't work at Valiant. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I thought that was interesting. I'm going to start milking this. I'm going to start posting Mark Miller stuff.
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to start posting who else's Patrick Searcher stuff. I bet that would get a lot of people going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be my new thing. I'm going to become a Twitter troll. Not really. I'm not doing that.
But it's not really a troll. You're just going to be like, you'll be trolling for followers.
I'm going to be trolling for followers. Exactly. So the trailer, since I brought it up, see? Professionalism. The trailer for The Magic Order came out.
Oh, yes.
Now, you got to watch it?
I did get to watch it.
What'd you think?
I think, this is the thing. We live in a world where they make trailers for books and comic books now.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that?
It's awesome.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not awesome, but I mean, like, remember when we were kids and I mean, if you didn't go into a bookstore, you would never even know like anything existed. Now it's like I'm sitting at my computer and they're like, hey, check out this new book that's coming out. And there's a whole like fully acted out trailer. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But anyway, getting back to the Magic Order, that it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it looks interesting,
and,
right?
And I mean, it's definitely not going to suffer from the Miller syndrome where he's really into it for like two issues. And then he's like, oh, it just got sold and optioned for a movie. So I'm just going to half-ass the ending because it's already been optioned, I guess, for a series on Netflix. So, so I mean, I'm in.
Well, it's not option. Netflix bought Mark Miller.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, the Netflix logo is all over the trailer.
Yeah, like, I didn't realize that in that deal they were going to be putting out actual comic books. I thought that it was just like, hey, we're going to buy the rights to all of your universe, and we're going to put out shows or movies or whatever.
I want to know what the exact deal is because I'm pretty sure that Image is publishing these.
Okay.
But they're not.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, but they're not putting the Image logo in any of the books.
So how are...
I think it's just like a method for distribution. Like instead of Netflix starting their own Netflix comics or whatever, they just let him use his existing connections, I guess, and just do it that way.
It's interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know, like I'm pretty sure he's talked about like three projects that he's got going on for Netflix. This is the first one, so it comes out June 13th. And I wasn't going to pick it up originally, but after seeing the trailer, I think I'm going to give it a shot.
I mean, the art looks really good.
Yeah, Olivier Coppel, I think is the guy.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, yeah, his art is gorgeous.
Like C-O-I-P-E-L-L?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
The art is gorgeous. I still have an issue with Miller's writing. And I think it goes to the point that you made about like he'll write something to get an option and then just forget about it. Because I remember reading like Kick-Ass and Hit Girl back in the day, and I thought they were pretty good. But I just try to reread or read for the first time the new Hit Girl series. Because issue 4 came out last week or the week before. And I wasn't reading it because I didn't care. But Jeff Lemire's taking over issue 5. So I wanted to know, like, well, what's the book about? You know what I'm saying? If Lemire's picking it up.
But he's apparently moving her to Canada.
Yeah. It's going to be in Canada.
Like to Toronto or something?
Yep.
So you probably don't even need to read what's going on.
Well, you don't. Because apparently what they're doing is like 4-issue self-contained stories by different creators. So Miller did the first 4, and I don't think they were that good. Lemire's doing the next one, and then I think Kevin Smith is doing the arc after.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Has he written any comics like recently?
It's been a while, right?
Yeah, I mean I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Was Green Arrow the last thing he did? Surely there was something between that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to remember. Like, I think maybe there was something he did after that.
Because he's not making movies. Like, every movie he announces, he just scraps. I think Tusk was, like, the last one he did. And that was terribly received. I guess he's got his podcast. Maybe that's how he makes his money.
Maybe.
All that podcast money.
He made Clerks for, like, $8.
Oh, sure.
And that thing is still making money. So I'm sure he doesn't really need to work.
Yeah, you're right. But I read that, and it was just like, I didn't even have to read it. I could just like literally have flipped through the book to get the full story. Because really, it's just like Hit Girl going places and shooting people in the head the whole time.
Yeah, I never even picked that one up. But like when I heard Lemire was going to be doing it, I was like, well, that makes it semi-interesting to me now. So I mean, maybe I'll give that a shot. But yeah, like so many of his stories, like what with what's the series? Jupiter's Legacy.
Oh yeah,
or Jupiter's Circle, which I forget which was the first one.
I think Circle was the first one.
Okay, yeah. So they did that, and then they did a thing of Jupiter's Legacy, and then it went to Jupiter's Circle Volume 2, and then there was supposed to be something else, but that was at least a year ago, I think, and I haven't heard any word of the continuation or finale of that.
Yeah, I don't know what Netflix bought. I'm assuming
maybe that's part of that deal.
Yeah, I'm assuming like if Netflix doesn't own it, he's not going to be working on it anymore.
Yeah, and that's a shame. I really enjoyed that one when it started, and then when it did like the flashback series to the parents,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't as into it. And then it went back to the present day stuff, and I was like, oh, this is great again. And then it just sort of went away.
Yeah, and the art was great on that too. That was De La Torre.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a good thing about his books, right? Like, you know, regardless of what the writing is like, it's going to be a beautiful looking book for the most part. Watched, I just rewatched Wanted because it's on Netflix now. And that was a fun movie.
I don't remember if I ever watched that.
Yeah, it's pretty good, dude. It's better than Kingsman.
I like the first Kingsman. I haven't seen the second one yet.
I haven't either. I didn't like the first one.
I enjoyed it. Mm. A couple of the scenes in the movie I thought were really good. Like some of the action sequences.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. But I still don't think it was as good as Wanted. Wanted's the one with Professor X. What's his name? McAvoy?
James McAvoy.
McAvoy. And he was like 15. And Angelina Jolie.
Oh, I'm out.
She's the one that trains him. And then the bad guy is Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I can't watch that because apparently he's a sexual predator.
Yes. Well, you know, in Hollywood, who isn't, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Seems like they all are.
Yeah, he grew up in a different time.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that what we're chalking it up to?
Right. Like, he's like 80-something.
Yeah, he's old as dirt.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to be picking this up. I'm excited to see what it's about. Especially with the trailer, dude. Like, I read the synopsis for it when they first announced it. I was like, all right, yeah, that sounds fine. But seeing it in the trailer, it seemed more like a mafia story than I originally thought.
Yeah, like I don't really read previews, but I remember hearing something about a new series that he was working on. And like the little bit that I heard people talking about it didn't really interest me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll always, he's one of those guys that'll always give his stuff a shot. And the trailer looked really good. And to be honest, I mean, if Netflix even put it out, I would watch a motion comic of this. That's how much I enjoyed the trailer. And like, I mean, motion comics are terrible.
Terrible. Have you ever seen the, what is it? Black Panther? There's like a full length animated movie, but it's told like a motion comic.
Is it a retelling of the movie, or it's like a totally separate thing?
No, it's a separate thing. It came out before the movie.
Huh.
Yeah, it's an animated Black Panther movie. I want to say it's like a few years old, and it's told like a webcomic, so it's really like hard to follow sometimes. Because, you know, like webcomics are cool, or motion comics are cool, but there's not a lot happening on the screen.
Yeah.
But this is like a full-length thing. I think it's like an hour long. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix, so you can find it on there.
Yeah, I have to look and disgust myself with that. Because I tried watching, what was it? I guess Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes!
Did a bunch of motion comics.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? I don't feel like reading, you know, four seasons of TV show worth of comic books.
Oh yeah.
But there's motion comics, so I will sit and I will watch a motion comic, and I watched the first one. Oh my goodness. I mean, the voice acting is bad.
Really?
And like you said, it's like there's not enough going on the screen to keep me interested that I found myself like not, I mean, I was probably reading or something like as I was watching it and kind of half paying attention. And that's not how I wanted to enjoy them. So I was like, forget it. Maybe I'll just, at some point, maybe I'll just buy the comics and read them.
The Buffy comics are actually not bad. Because they picked up right after the TV show ended. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they're about to end.
I read the first couple comics, maybe, because a friend of mine had them in trades. So I was kind of flipping through them once at her place. And I think Dawn is like a giant.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't understand how that happened. And she's like, they kind of explained it later. I'm like, yeah, I'm not. I don't think I'm going to read why far enough into this today to figure out why.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Those are pretty good. They're finally ending them, though. Who's doing those? IDW, I think, maybe?
Honestly, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Might have been Dark. Is it Boom? Might have been Dark Horse.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. I'm trying to think. There was one more thing. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you. You watched Batman Ninja and you loved it.
Yes, sir.
Your partner in crime, Ronnie, hated it, thought it was the worst thing ever created.
Yeah.
I saw today that they're going to be putting this out as a manga.
Is it that or is it a different thing?
No, because no. No. From what I read of this article, they're going to do it in one of those manga magazines. Not I don't remember what the biggest one. Shonen Jump? Not that one. It's going to be in Monthly Hero. Shogakukan's Monthly Hero.
And it's going to be this story or it's going to be like
this story. Yeah.
Interesting.
This story. Because they haven't released the movie in Japan yet. The movie comes out in June. Like in 3 or 4 weeks, I think.
That movie is going to make like 8 billion yen.
Billions of yen, yeah. Yeah. So they're going to be putting it in this, I guess they do them weekly over there. Like it's a collection of manga. And then at some point, I don't think they announced a date, but they're actually going to collect it into a full-size book, a manga book. So I'm kind of excited for that, dude.
I will be purchasing the hell out of it. I will probably wait until there's a nice hard edition of that that comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm in. Batman Ninja was awesome, and I need to make more of them. Like, honestly, I don't know why. It was completely ludicrous, but it was everything I love about ridiculous anime and everything I love about Batman. Just all thrown into one crazy-ass movie. That makes no sense at all, and it's friggin' wonderful.
I think the problem is the target audience wasn't quite nailed down correctly, I think. Because, like, for people like Ronnie, who are comic book purists, it's not going to appeal to them, right? Like, even as big a fan of Batman as he is, like, there's no way. I knew he was not going to like this.
Right.
It also doesn't, I think, appeal to like hardcore anime fans because my brother hated it. All right, let me rephrase. He didn't hate it, but he thought it was bad. And like, dude, my brother has seen so much anime. Like, I'm surprised he's not fluent in Japanese right now. But then, like, you and I think you enjoyed it more than I did. I was a little jaded because I made the mistake of watching the English sub version before watching the Japanese version. But the Japanese version was definitely at least three times as good.
Well, because there's something I could not speak to that because I will never watch an English sub movie.
Well, here's the thing. If I rented it on Amazon Video.
Okay.
And the way that they did it is it's like a 4-hour movie. Like you rent it. Because I rented it, and I was like, oh, I'll start it right now. I started watching it, and it said like 200 and something minutes. And I was like, what in the world? There is no way this movie's that long. So I had to read the description, and what they did is they just put both versions together as one movie. Back. So as soon as the English version ends, you start the Japanese version.
So they're like, here is the appetizer. Now watch the main report.
Yeah. I think there's just something about Japanese, dude, that makes everything better.
Okay, this is what it is. The voice actors over there treat it like an acting job, not like a money job.
Mm.
That there is such a difference. I mean, you can tell with any anime or, I mean, like anything that they dub over. And it got really bad when they were making like the Final Fantasy movies and they were using like American actors as the voice. Like Kiefer Sutherland did a voice for one and stuff. And I mean, they're all good actors, but they're not acting as they're recording the stuff.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yep.
You know, like if you watch a Pixar movie, the people they have are in those studios, like acting the shit out of those movies. But for some reason, they're like, oh, it's a cartoon. It's silly, silly Japanese cartoon. We're just going to, you know, we'll just say our lines. And you're like, wow, it really takes you out of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And the Japanese voice acting is fantastic. And it, like, come on, the language just sounds so much better. Like when they're, I mean, they could be yelling complete nonsense and it's just amazing sounding.
Exactly. Yeah, there's something about that, dude. I think you might have hit it on the head.
Yeah. And I'm still upset that when I was in Japan, I did not go and see the last Harry Potter movie with my wife in the theater.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was like a crappy rainy afternoon, and I was like, we're not really going to do anything, so why don't we go to the movies? And we ended up seeing, I think it was the last or the second to last Harry Potter movie. I was like, we've already seen it, so even if it's not dubbed, like, we at least can kind of follow along, but, like, how cool would this be?
Hell yeah.
And she's like, nah. And we ended up seeing something else, which, of course, was in Japanese with no subtitles.
No subtitles.
We understood, like, maybe an eighth of what was happening. And I'm like, well, I mean, it's cool to see a movie in Japan, but I would have liked to have known what was happening.
See, my wife and I, well, actually, the kids want to go, too, but we want to plan a trip to Japan and just, like, bounce around through, like, every restaurant in all the islands. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
I think that'd be freaking awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
I bet. Yeah. All right, Aaron Bell. You know what time it is?
Yes.
You've done this before.
9:15 p.m.
No. It is time for you to partake in our weekly trivia challenge.
Name that tune. I got this.
It is not Name That Tune. It was originally going to be the Injustice Gods Among Us trivia challenge, since you own every single book ever created. I will start that soon, by the way. I promise.
Oh, good. I don't own all of them yet.
Most of them.
Most of the hardcovers.
And you also won't shut up about it.
I had to call my spending. It's so good. Everybody out there, read Injustice God Among Us. It is the best.
Wasn't there an issue that came out today?
Correct. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Well, 2 days ago. As of when this is out.
Listen, we time travel on the show.
Yeah, it comes out on Tuesdays.
At some point in May, a new issue came out.
Every week on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. They do them Tuesdays because it's digital.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about that.
And each digital issue literally will take you 2.5 minutes to read. So you can't say you don't have time to read it.
Well, we're not doing Injustice trivia because that'd be too easy for you.
Oh, no.
Instead, we're going to do another DC-related thing.
Oh, no. It's going to be Justice League No Justice.
It is not No Justice League No Justice.
Oh, thank goodness.
But today, Doomsday Clock number 5 came out. And so, of course, it is timely that we partake in the Watchmen trivia challenge.
Oh, my goodness. I am going to do so bad at this.
Are you ready?
No. Can I go back and reread all the issues first?
No. All right, let me ask you. Do you think it would take you less time to read that entire series or to watch the extended cut of Watchmen?
Probably less time to watch the extended cut because the books are very wordy.
That's very true.
Yeah. And listen, this is why I'm going to do bad today. Because the movie has been on TV so much lately, and not even the extended one, like the crappy theatrical one.
Oh, no.
And I watch it every damn time it's on, so I'm going to think everything that happened in the movie happened in the comics. So here comes an 0-for-5-er.
All right, listen, here's the thing. You never watch foreign films dubbed in English, and you never watch non-director's cut movies. Yeah.
I know.
Okay, that's the way
but
it
like
goes.
If it's on TV.
Yeah, I guess. All right, here we go.
Okay.
The first chapter of Watchmen begins with an investigation into the death of which masked vigilante?
Oh, that's Owlman.
No, incorrect.
Come on. I'm joking. It's the comedian.
Okay, good. You had me worried there for a second. Question 2. The Keene Act of 1977 outlawed mass vigilantes, but the U.S. government continued to sponsor and sanction the activities of which two extra-normal operatives?
Dr. Manhattan.
That's one.
And I think it was a comedian, right?
Correct. Yeah, I remember they were in Vietnam, like, blowing the guys up. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
See, you're doing better than you thought.
Okay. Okay.
Which masked adventurer is the alter ego of Daniel Dryburgh?
Daniel Dryburgh. I got...
Now, you got to think about the story. There's a couple of central characters. Okay. There's a bunch of characters mentioned.
Not Owlman. Night Owl.
Night Owl, which one?
Oh, for Pete's sake. he's not the first one, because the first one was, what the hell was his name? Hollis something, right?
You're going to get bonus points for that. The second one, correct.
What's the guy's name?
Hollis Mason.
Mason? Yeah.
Yep. Hollis Mason.
Oof.
See, you're doing, dude, three for three so far. You're doing all right.
All right. Now, even if I get the last two, I still won. So,
which of the former heroes in the Watchmen story arc acquired a reputation as the world's smartest man?
That's what's his name? Ozymandias?
Correct. Bonus point. What's his real name?
That one I'm not going to remember.
Adrian Veidt.
Yeah. Okay.
When you read Doomsday Clock, it'll come up.
You know what? I'm like so tuned out of Doomsday Clock. I was so excited for it. And the first two issues were great. And then the third one was delayed and then not good. And the fourth one was delayed and then not good. And I'm like, I'll read five, but I don't know.
All right. So five is the only comic I've read today.
Interesting.
And I thought it was quite good.
Oh, okay.
However, I will say
this. I'm going to read it anyway.
I'm going to tell you this. It is very dense. There's a lot of shit happening.
Okay.
Not dense like in super wordy, but there's a lot of stuff happening.
Okay, so I'll wait and I won't read it as I'm getting into bed is what you're telling me.
No, do not do that. There's stuff about Saturn. Remember Saturn Girl? How Saturn Girl was in every DC comic when Rebirth came out? And then she disappeared since? All right.
Yeah.
You get a lot about that. And Johnny Thunder.
Oh, okay.
And the Joker. Right. And Batman.
Maybe.
Trust me. I think it'll make up for it. I will say, though, this is going to be one of those things where, like, it's not going to read well until December when the last issue comes out. Thing. Yeah.
It's not going to be December. It's maybe December of 2019.
They're still shooting for December, dude.
Yeah, come on.
That's what they said.
Every issue takes an extra month between issues.
Well, the next issue is still on track for July.
We'll see.
That's what they said. Let's see. July, August, September, October, November, December. Yeah, they have to be on track, dude. Otherwise, you're right.
But it's supposed to be 12 issues. How are you going to get 12 issues out in the next, if you're going every other month? How are you getting 12 issues out? It's almost June.
They're going to have to just keep it monthly, I guess.
But they have six. It's not going to happen.
We'll see.
I'm telling you.
Should we place bets?
I would place a bet on that.
Okay. I'm not going to place a bet on that because I'm not Jeff Johns. And with the scheduling kerfuffles, I'm not confident. All right, I'm going to skip that one. I don't like that question. What masochistic character dressed up as a supervillain so that he could get beaten up by mass vigilantes? That's a hard one. That's kind of a minor player.
That one I have no idea. So I'm just going to guess any random character. What was the question? Who dressed up as a mass vigilante to get beaten up by people?
Which masochistic character dressed up as a supervillain so that he could get beat up by mass vigilantes?
Man, I got no idea.
Hold on.
Oh. I'm just going to come up with...
I like it. Yeah, come up with a name.
What was that guy's name? The one who... He was in jail for a bit, and he's dying of... What was his name?
You're talking about Moloch. Guy.
Yeah, Moloch. That's my guess.
All right. That's not the correct answer.
No, that's the correct answer.
But that's a good guess.
I don't know.
It's Captain Carnage.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy that got killed by Rorschach. He got thrown down the elevator.
Okay.
All right. In Hollis Mason's book, Under the Hood, what is the saddest thing he can think of? That's a hard one, too. I'm going to give you a hint. It's a song.
Huh. My goodness.
And I'll give you another hint. It's a classical song.
Yeah, it's the one... what is it called? I'm hearing it in my head. Ride of the Valkyries.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Right?
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I remember being confused why that's the saddest thing he ever heard. Because it's always like one of those.
It's because he's very upbeat and he's very emo.
Yeah, I guess.
Final question. Who was the very first masked hero outside of the comic books, as revealed by Hollis Mason's book Under the Hood.
Oof. Masked hero outside of the comic books, revealed by the book. I got nothing.
The correct answer is the Hooded Justice.
Oh, yeah, I never would have gotten that.
I think he shows up in the movie. In that scene where they take the group picture. Oh, God, what was their team? They weren't called the Watchmen. They were called, the Minutemen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the one that has that hood on. It looks like the executioner's hood.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, they used to call them Justice, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Have you ever read any of the Golden Age stuff that they based these characters on?
No.
I'm kind of curious to go back and check some of that stuff out, especially, like, Black Canary. Because growing up, I never realized Black Canary was not originally a DC comic. And I was never a big fan of Black Canary. So I'm kind of curious to know, like, what the deal was before DC took it over.
Right. Huh.
All right, Aaron Bell. You got 7 out of 9 correct.
All right.
When I tally up the points, you have achieved 237,463 points. And you are the winner of the Watchmen Trivia Challenge.
Oh, man. I would like to take a minute just to thank everybody who helped me get to this point. my wife for giving me all the time in the world by going to bed at 6 o'clock at night for the first 12 years of our relationship so I can sit and read comic books and watch movies. And yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. Aaron Bell, why don't you tell the people where they can hear your lovely voice?
Well, you could hear me on the Absolute DC podcast here on the Nerdy Legion Network. We are on Twitter on the show. You can get in touch with me at Aaron S. Bell. You can get in touch with that show at DC_Absolute. I also am on the podcast of 1,000 Holt, but I have not been able to record that one in ages, so it's been coming out without me for a long time.
It has.
But yeah, dude, there occasionally too.
Mike should be a wrestling announcer.
Oh, absolutely.
He has got the best voice in the world.
We were talking a while ago. I mean, this is like months back, about him doing commentary on, like, us picking something and watching it and him doing a commentary
Hell
for it,
yes.
Which would be kind of fun.
Hell yes. That'd be awesome. You should do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me, Aaron.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Especially on short notice. It's much appreciated.
It's the best kind of notice.
It is the best kind of notice. You can, of course, find me at GeekVon on Twitter. ComicTalkToday@gmail.com is the email address. I'll be back tomorrow talking Comixology. What's the big announcement, Aaron? Take a guess.
Have you heard about this? The guess is?
Yeah, no. What's the guess? Comixology is making a big announcement tomorrow.
The big announcement is going to be that they are removing comic books from their service.
I like it.
Maybe they'll let you use Amazon gift cards finally. Something.
Well, you can. The problem is you're on an iPad.
Yeah.
So you can't. But if you're not on an iPad, you can. We'll see. So I'll be back and I'll be talking about that tomorrow. So the episode will be out a little bit later because I think the announcement's at, like, I don't even remember now, 5 Eastern, I want to say. So the episode will be out late tomorrow. Aaron, thanks for joining me. Catch you next time.